Picture this. You're scrolling, thumb moving on autopilot. Then a tiny, tasteful movement on a logo makes you stop. Not a scream of color, just a soft, deliberate nudge that pulls your eye. That pause, right there, changes behavior.
Totally, I get that. I remember a kiosk where a subtle arrow flip turned passersby into users. People literally stopped walking and interacted.
Exactly. Today we're talking about those tiny cues, what I call quiet signals, and how restraint, rhythm, and repeatable touches often beat loud design for conversion.
And I'll share implementation notes you can hand to developers or printers so these quiet signals survive the build process.
Let's start with the why. Attention is finite. People tune out big interruptions. Quiet signals nudge attention without outrunning patience.
Right. So instead of shouting, we make the path obvious. Proximity, continuation, figure ground, those gestalt moves still win.
For example, in an A-B test we ran across two campaigns, about 8,000 impressions per variant. A micro tilt on hover produced an 11 to 14% lift in click rate.
And for e-commerce thumbnails, we saw a 7 to 12% lift in add to cart over a 4-week experiment when micro motion was paired with concise micro copy. Not fireworks, but steady wins.
Quick reality check. I'm curious, when is subtlety the wrong move? What about brands that need big theatrical moments?
Great question. Subtlety isn't a universal rule. It's tactical. For launch spectacles or hero campaigns, loud design can create awareness fast. But when your goal is sustained conversion across repeat touchpoints, quiet signals are more respectful to attention and more repeatable.
Right. Think of it like seasoning. A hero campaign uses big flavor. Quiet signals are the salt that makes the day-to-day product pages convert. Both have a place.
Back to principles. Rhythm matters. Repetition builds expectation. If an icon bounces once, your eye tracks it the second time. That tiny expectation sticks.
So when you design a set of micro icons, make them sing together. Shared corner radii, line weight, spacing. Consistency creates trust.
And don't overanimate. Aim for hierarchy. Primary element gets the softest motion. Secondary elements stay mostly still or use a micro fade.
Okay, hands-on time. Short 5-minute sketch you can do right now. Step 1, draw 3 boxes for your core actions. Step 2, vary spacing, tight, medium, wide, to create a pull. Step 3, assign 1 micro action to your primary box.
Label it. Pulse 180 milliseconds, repeat once, delay 400 milliseconds. That tiny note helps developers and keeps the idea consistent across platforms.
Quick timing mnemonic to remember audio-friendly presets. 120, 250, 400. Think quick tick, polite slide, gentle arrival. Use it when you script motion.
Good mnemonic. Now some build-friendly timing ranges you can quote. 120 to 250 milliseconds for micro flips or fades, 300 to 500 milliseconds for small slides, and a 400 millisecond pulse feels human without being slow.
One practical swap for print, replace motion with contrast. A thicker stroke or darker texture in the same place preserves the hierarchy when you can't animate.
And for signage, scriptable cues become tactile cues. Staggered icon placement, repeating margins, subtle texture shifts. Those guide the eye like a beating music.
Let's do a 1-minute imagination break. Ready? Sketch 3 rectangles labeled Learn, Pricing, Get Started. Give Get Started a slightly larger left margin. And note, pulse 180 milliseconds, repeat once, delay 400 milliseconds.
Go. Quick and quiet. This is where prototyping attention gets surprisingly fast.
Done? Good. Even that tiny tweak will change how eyes land on the page.
A few quick case studies to ground the method. First, e-commerce thumbnails. Micro tilt on hover plus a short micro copy boosted click rate by about 11-14% in 2 A-B tests.
Second, printed wayfinding for a campus. Repeated icon rhythm and small stroke weight shifts reduced wayfinding confusion. Staff reported noticeably fewer directional questions.
Third, a signage to digital campaign where tiny shimmer on a sign matched an online micro animation. Consistent cues across touch points bumped QR scans and follow through rates.
What these share is discipline, small tests, measurement, and repeatable tokens, timing tokens, micro copy rules, icon rhythm guides. Make those playbooks and hand them to the team.
Quick checklist to end with. 1. Map the client story to a single quiet signal. 2. Keep icon and timing consistency. 3. Translate motion into tactile contrast for print. And test the lift.
And 2 action steps from me. Run 1 low-effort A-B test with a single micro motion. And document the timing you used. Those 2 notes become a repeatable playbook.
If you want templates, timing tokens, and sketch worksheets to get started immediately, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit and grab the download pack. For custom systems and motion-ready logos, visit mgwdstudios.com to see our work.
Before we go, one tiny tip. Pick a high-friction page, remove competing motions, add 1 micro cue to the main action, and measure for a week. Small experiments build capability.
And that's a wrap. Next episode, we're diving into color systems that actually sell. Bring a pen and an open mind.
Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.
I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.